Today at Quiet Enum, April 28th, and it's the last day of our Vedic phase. And tomorrow, and the next day after that, we'll be on retreat. So we'll see you the day after that in cyberspace. We want to talk today about planning ahead, looking into the future, making a definite plan, and then living it out. Now, how's this done? Taking all facts into consideration, the future, therefore, is obvious. On any kind of a plan, a business plan for your home, plan for your activities, recreation, and most importantly, in all daily sadhana and meditation. It is only through regular daily spiritual practice at the same time that the mind becomes clear enough to look a little bit into the future and get a vision of how things will be if you proceed in a certain way, a very high-minded way. However, people who are dragging a lot of the past along with them in their subconscious mind, harboring resentments, old angers, highly critical of other people and trying to change other people rather than change themselves, they are blind to the future. They're fumbling along through life and are better off following just a dull routine of some repetitive job than to embark on a business venture or something that might be challenging along the way. Clear-minded people are those who have several qualities: forgiveness, generosity, compassion for others, and appreciation for all that is done for them by other people. Showing appreciation is a very fine quality. Gratitude and compassion, and most importantly, humility. Humility is a strength. It is not a weakness. With those qualities well intact, shall we say, looking into the future, a week, a month, a year, even several years or a lifetime is rather easy. And then living out that vision is a joy. How is this done? How do you clear your mind? There are various techniques, because you are a perfect soul. Every soul on the planet is a perfect soul, untainted, unmarred, unblemished. However, little misunderstandings come up along the way in the tool of the soul, which is the mind. And there are three phases of the mind. Instinctive, that's a big one. Intellectual, that sometimes can become confused, and superconscious or intuitive, that is the mind of the soul. This is a rather complex message today, and I suggest you play it again and then again and make it part of your life. Begin with regular daily sadhana at the same time each day, preferably before the sun rises. We'll see you in 4 days, everyone, for another happy darshan time. And now the beautiful Tamil language and the beautiful Malay language. And where is our French-speaking Madhavasi? He's not here. Maybe he'll come in the meantime.